From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barra.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. This great Imam was one of the founders of the jurisprudence of the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them all. He was one of the founders of the very jurisprudence of the Ahlul Bayt that represented creation, originality, and the progress of intellect. Scholars have reported from Imam al-Jawad a wonderful variety of wisdom and literature regarding noble deeds and conducts that are among the most precious maxims dealing with different educational and moral and ethical issues.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. So, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was really in a time where, not only were the different religious, philosophical ideas coming into the Muslim world, but at the same time we find that there was an influx of wealth and also a influx of people as the Muslim lands under the Abbasid Empire continued to grow. We find that different people with different cultures, with different backgrounds came into the fold of Islam. And as many of you are aware, when there are two different cultures that are face-to-face with one another, sometimes misunderstandings occur. Now, when talking about these issues, these social issues with Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, one of the companions spoke about this, how certain misunderstandings come about because of these different individuals from different cultural and ethnic backgrounds. And so Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam replied, and he said that one who gives up humoring comes closer to misfortunes. Now, what exactly is Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam trying to say here? So, one of the things that we say in our phrases is to humor me, meaning to kind of give credit, to humor the other person, to not take something very sensitively and to not, mind something that another individual does. It's kind of to have a relaxed type of point of view, right? And to not become riled up immediately. And so especially when we're dealing with different cultures, and of course, Islam being a all-encompassing religion which covers all of humanity, you know, we will run into instances where people from different ethnic backgrounds and people from different cultures are face-to-face with one another in order to achieve this harmony and this peace on a global level that Islam wants to implement. And so, of course, if we don't have this persona or this quality of being able to humor people, to be able to kind of relax a little bit, to not take everything to heart, then, of course, misfortunes and misunderstandings and disagreements will come about. And so here, in order for us to be able to reduce these kind of misunderstandings and disagreements and arguments at some point, which all lead to a certain misfortune within the Muslim Ummah, we need to try to humor one another. And this is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad, alayhi salam.
And now we invite you to listen to Shaykh Winay Keita about Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
We're told in the traditions that when his mother gave birth to him, Sayyida Hakima was there, right? Was the aunt. She was there. And she says, my brother Imam al-Ridha summoned me during the birth, meaning to be the midwife and deliver the baby. Sayyida Hakima is there for the delivery of the birth of Imam al-Jawad. The Imam is delivered. And they set up lanterns for them to see. Imam Ridha closed the door. When he closed the door, all the lanterns went out. The room went pitch dark. She had a little bowl in front of her to deliver the baby. In those days, they would deliver the baby right into a basin. Sometimes the basin would have water in it or something. And they would keep a basin in front and the baby would be delivered there. She delivers the baby and Imam al-Jawad is now in the basin. Hakima bint Musa al-Kadhim, Hakima, this daughter of Imam al-Kadhim, tells us that at that moment she says it was as if the baby had on a thin covering, kahayat al-thawb, as if the baby had a film over him. Yasta'u nuruhu hatta ada' al-bayt fa'absarnahu. And this light lit up the entire room. That the baby began to glow as he laid there in the basin. Imagine. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, that all the lanterns went out, the room was pitch dark, and as soon as the baby came from the womb of the mother, the room was filled with nur and light. Hakima then gives the baby into the hands of Imam al-Ridha. Imam al-Ridha is holding the baby, and he puts the baby into the cradle, into the mahat. After 3 days, Hakima tells us, radiallahu anha, she tells us, Rafa'a basarahu ila sama. The boy opened his eyes after 3 days. He opened his eyes. Thumma nadhara yaminahu wa yasara. He looked right and he looked left and he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.